Bema and Antonina tied on him Zion. Then it also says that Conor Gadella Lemma tied up. It's a very great danger for a Tzadik to say tied up. Tzadik Lazay, Yigia Gadella, the Umnas Yeseda, Shiyucha, Lishka, and Palis Dvada. This requires a great effort, a very big talent. He should be able to weigh carefully his words. Eifen Shal Yishmak, Paul Echad Vi Echad Meha Shemin, Kiyim Meshet Tzadik Leila Yisa. Such manner that every one of those who hear the Torah should hear only what is necessary for him to hear, and no more. Even though everyone present hears the entire Torah that he says, despite that, each one should hear only what he needs and no more. Even though they actually hear the words of the Torah, yet he should hear only what he needs. It's more than the Pasuk Yisrael heard. Everyone heard also. Why did Yisrael heard? Yisrael Shoma, Yisrael is the one that heard and he absorbed. He heard and he understood. The others heard but they didn't absorb. They didn't hear what Yisrael did. Only the hearing of Yisrael is counted as having heard. Shenichnas bi oznav, entered into him, penetrated. Shmias kol ha'olam einu nechshav shmia klal. The world heard, not considered Shmiya because it didn't penetrate, they didn't absorb what they heard. A person who cannot say Torah in this Bechina, where he can measure up, each one should hear only what he needs, also by Lema Torah. It's forbidden for that person to say Torah. Because each person should go to when it comes to the Tzadik Emes to hear Torah, it comes with him also the evil that he possesses. They come with him the klipas that are created through his avedis chazashon. They are the ones who put pressure on the people there. They're the ones that cause a confusion and a great pressure at the time that the Torah is being said. It means that they make a lack of room there. They find it's very little room all pressed together. Because the evil that comes in each person, these klipas, they want to confuse. They want to stop the saying of the Torah. Zeh Shomer Hazal, this is what the Gemara says. Hayduchko de kala minayu. Moran Bracha says that the mazikim, the shedim, are the ones that cause this pressure at the time of the drosha before yuntif. Kala the drosha for yuntif. So Moran says, how come that it comes time for the drosha for yuntif? You find that the place becomes so tight, so difficult to find a place to sit in comfort. The Gemara says that this is caused by the many mazikin and shedim who are present there. They cause this lack of space. Hainu, meaning, who are these shedim? Means the klipa is the evil of each person, the klipas that come from his avedis. They're the ones who cause this dechik. The evil ha-klipa is reitzim gamkein linek minat teira. These klipas also want to draw from this Torah. The yinikosan hurak mehamesis. They yinika. They derive from this Torah. What they nurse to take from this Torah is only that which is superfluous, the extra part, the waste matter. The haino ma she'echot shemeya yoseh ulamala mimoche v'havenosei. They take that which a person hears, which is above his mind, above his understanding. He doesn't take it in, he doesn't absorb it. So that part that's wasted, these klipas take. That's considered maestres, waste, and from this the klipas make the yinikas. This is the bechina that's brought that this ha-teida were given over to the chitzainim, to the klipas. Why? The yinika is only from this seidus ha-teida, the secrets. Seidus, that means that which is higher above the mind of a person to grasp, each one according to his understanding. So really, these say this, these which are actually maestres, these are what the klipas are unique from. Al came therefore, tzorech ha-chacham ha-imed teirah. Therefore, the chacham who says teirah, tzorech yihi le-umnes hanal, he has to have this specialty, this talent, shal yishma shum echad me-hashem, that no one of the listeners should be able to hear ma-she'ini lefi mechi v'avanosei, that which is not according to his capacity of his mind and his understanding. Shayne Shayach Lekanah, which is not fit for him. Ought not to give the Inika to the Klippas, because if we'll hear more, so that extra part will go to the Klippas. So the Chacham has to see that they should not hear more than is fit for him to hear. Well, the Klippas shouldn't get anything. The Dara Benel says, you know, she is Klippa Daka. It's a very delicate, fine Klippa. She's smucho liha'kdusha. She's close to the Kedusha. She's a isha Klippa ha'daka. This fine Klippa, yechela lina gafilu miguf ha'teira bi'atzma. This fine Klippa can be unique even for the Teira itself. A filu l'neimbo, even if the Teira is said in such a manner where there is no waste, there's nothing extra, this Klippa Daka can be unique even for that Teira itself. How can a person, how can a chacham avoid the klipa daka from being uniqueness tailored even after he says it in such a perfect manner where nobody hears what they shouldn't? That tikkun was there, the tikkun is, kishem adabin mi Yeshua's Yisrael. Tzadik Emma speaks about the Yeshua's Yisrael that Hashem did for the Jews. Sha'od b'idacha, so I say a klipa daka. Then this klipa daka is forced to flee, is forced to leave. Then the chinat b'Hashem Razal, this is what the Gemara says, Yisrael v'or, the yiholach like the mountain tailored. Yisrael came, and then at Mount Teda he wasn't there. He came and then he left before Mount Teda. Yisrael bechinas haklipa hadaka. Yisrael bechinas klipa daka. Shed by dachas kishemah Yeshua Yisrael. It runs away when it hears the Yeshua Yisrael. Therefore, this was at the time of Yeshua Yisrael by Mount Teda. That's why Yisrael fled. The daka flees at the time of when the Yeshua Yisrael is spoken about at the time of the Teda being said. Yatzadik for emes yeshlo yimo gedolei kishemah Teda. Tzadik emes. When he says Teda has a very great pachat, fear, more than the fear that falls upon a person, the Shonim Kippur, is that Ema Gedela falls upon a tzaddik before he's about to say Teda. Baruch Hashem. Uteimanam tenina Teda memches. Ben al says, kishodom nechnas b'avedas Hashem, when a person first begins to go into avedas Hashem, azai haderach shemara mayas zachkas. Then if nature is that they show him from heaven as zachkas, as though they're pushing him back. And it appears to him as though they're estranging him. They're pushing him backwards instead of letting him come forward. They don't even let him get into his Hashem, begin to go into his Hashem. Emes is though that call his srachkos urak kulei eskaros. All these things, these cases of his srachkos are actually eskaros. They're actually bringing him closer that way. The Torah is chaskos godol mi oid. He has to have an unusual amount of willpower to strengthen himself. He shouldn't fall in his mind. He shouldn't fall to Yish Chasashon. He sees that many days and years pass by. He struggles very hard for the sake of Eretz Hashem. Still, he's very far. And he begins to go into the gates of Kedusha. He sees himself, he's still filled with so much gashmias and such bad thoughts and such confusion. Whatever he wants to do, they don't let him. It appears to him, there's no one him, Hashem is not even looking. He doesn't even want his avodah. Because he sees it, he cries out each time. And this kind of is not in front of his water. He continually pleads and begs and falls before Hashem. She has there with us. He should help him as a bit of Hashem. Yahweh began still a dying heroic meod meod. Still, he's very, very far. Okay, and therefore, didn't know why. So he imagines he would energy as well as back over the cloud. As though Hashem's water doesn't look at him at all. The end point of the cloud doesn't turn to him at all. With his trillers, Julius Borach ain't right to the big cloud. He thinks that Hashem doesn't want him at all. Menel says, "Hey, now call Eilev a Kiyitza Bazer. All these in Yonim, many more like them. Tzodech is Chaskus Godel Lechazik Atzmei Bi Oid Mi Oid. He has to have a very strong willpower to strengthen himself very, very much. But we will stackle our cause a club, not to care about all this at all. Yibi Emes Kol HaYisrachkus Urakulay Eskavis Kanon. That's all it's a Srachkus, where he thinks that he's being driven back. He thinks he's not being looked at. This is actually Eskavis. This is bringing him closer. Kol HaNal. All these cases over our Kol HaTzadikim passed over all the Tzadikim. The great Tzadikim experienced all this themselves. Kasher Shemanu Mipiyam the Fetish. Learned from them, Tzadikim themselves, the Fetish, Nidma Lehem, that they imagined also in Shere Shem Yisporach Haim Bestakel and Pein Aleim Kol. Hashem doesn't look at them, doesn't turn to them. Mach Mashado, Shizez Manidav, Shehem Evakshem, Yigeyim, Yoysim, 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 seeking and struggling and working to get the way of Hashem, the Adayin and the Chaykim Yad Mir, is still going very far. Even when Hoyo Mechaskin, that's from the Oy, the Kleba is Stakal Al Zed. It's not to the fact they have straightened themselves very much not to care about this. Oyo Nish, Onim Bim and Kaimim Harishim, they would have remained in their first place. They wouldn't have gotten them in the Negev and Tzadik. Mahayo Zech, Mahayo Zech, they wouldn't have Zech, they wouldn't have Zech. Yeah, Klal Abinazal says, Ahubai Achai, Ahubi Ochi, my dear brother, Chazak Be'amotz Mi'oit, be strong and strengthen yourself very much. Hold yourself with all your strength. To remain solid in your avodah. Don't look, don't see, don't care about all this, all these things that happen. But creates a bazaar or different cases like this. You're still very far from Hashem. It appears to you that you're even adding Yama Vedas every moment Chasashom against Hashem. In Koze, despite this Kenegizet Teda, you should know that there is still something on the good side. Sheish Koze, Sheho Megushim Kolkach, and even if you are so much Gashmius, that a person who is such a Megushim, Kol Tnuo U Tnuo, Sheho Menatek Atzme Miat Miat Ni Gashmiusai, every single motion, every movement that he tears himself away a little bit from Gashmius, or Penelesh Yisbach, he turns to Hashem. It's very great and very precious. If you feel a nekuda ketana mi'oid, even the tiniest nekuda, she'll netak megashmiyusei lev yisbarach, but she pulls herself away, he's torn from his kashmiyus towards Hashem. Ugot spozek kama vekama alofim parsoyus be'elamus agenu. This tiny little motion moving away from kashmiyus to Hashem, it's only a drop, yet with this tiny drop in the heavenly worlds, he runs many thousands of parsoyus. Kasha tovim heitev min ha'maisa shel ha'tzadik, that you can understand very well from the Maisa that Tzadik is Kabir Olam Mir, the Atzmus, that the Atzmus, the sadness, overpowered him very much. And then he succeeded in coming into Simcha when he saw that with a will, he felt himself flying very much in the Erdelus HaYonim. He moved us, and he brought in the end of these Puddha Maisias. Yalzai Yismach, the Yoyd, about this, a person should be very happy, because he got some Simcha from it, he should strain himself always with Simcha, ki Atzmus Mazik Mi'oyd Mir, because Atzmus is very, very damaging, very harmful. As soon as a person wants to go to Avedas Hashem, as I take if he Avedas Gedele Kshish the Asas Chasashon. Immediately, it's a very big sin if he has any Asas Chasashon. Atzus Yisutra Achra. Atzus Yisutra Achra itself, Hashem's Morach Sinai Yisra, Hashem's Morach Hated. Even if a person is a Chaitai, and he wants to be Avedas Hashem, he has Asas because of his sins, even that Hashem's Morach Hated. A person is supposed to have Simcha always, but Simcha he can rise up. So that his action got on the Vedas Hashem, he has to be very stubborn on the Vedas Hashem, he cannot leave all his place to enemy. At Mitzas Abedosesh Hiskil, a little bit which he already began, Atan Yabed of Man, no matter what passes over him, remember this very well. You'll need this advice, you should task him, Kitzas from Vedas Hashem, to begin with the Vedas Hashem. He told the Hakshon has got on me, Oid me, Oid me, Yos Chosu, be Amid, to be strong, Lechis, Atzmai, Lamed Alam, to remain where he is. Even though it appears that they keep throwing him down all the time, there were times there are cases where they actually threw a person out of the Hashem as a sort of test. His duty is to continue doing what he's doing. Shouldn't allow himself to fall completely. All these things must pass him. Pass over, you must go through these things, Kaidun Shinachnosim, Shari Akdushim, before you enter the Shari Akdushim. Gamma Tadikim Hamitim Avilhozer. The greatest Tadikim team also went through these Messianists, these tests, these Menis, these Ekuvim, these Bubulim. Da'ayish, the Menos Shinosh, Yesh, Echach, Ekvadu, Ezelat Pesach, Shari Akdushim. Person will be actually close to the Pesach Kedushim, who Chazel, Achoyd, Machas, Abubulim, Hanel. Right then he goes back and goes to the Bubulim. Oy, Shazai Keshiv, Somach Ezelat Pesach, because he's very close to the Pesach, as I miss Gabbard Olamas at Achra. And suddenly the Siddhacha begins to overpower him, the Sotra, the Abaldova. Siddhacha Abaldova, Mi'oid, Mi'oid, Rechman Olaslam, Yis Gabriel's Godel, Mi'oid, Mi'oid, Rechman Olaslam, they may have said, because they are Pesach. Abaldova is not against that Pesach. Rechman Olaslam, because of these little women, because of this, when he uses this power of Abaldova, who chays the Rechman Chasashom, so he goes back Chasashom. He came there, Rechman Olaslam, Siddhacha, that's the nation, but Abaldova, Kishloi, Yish, Odom, Samach, Samach, Mamish, Lisharei Kedusha, Vikimach, Yichlis, we see the person struggle so hard, he got Mamish close to Lisharei Kedusha, then he first begins with all his power to attack this person. Okay, therefore, then real strong, great strength against the Tzahar and the Sotah. Shamanu, Tzadik Amita Yishama, here the Tzadik said, Sheilu Hoya Imalei Echad Yihye Meshi Yihye, that if during his time somebody, anybody would have told him, Yishye Osek Nevede Hashem Etchivosu, when he first began Nevede Hashem, Ochi Chazak Ve'achoy Zatzmucho, brother, hold yourself, strengthen yourself, but you see, those whom is Dani is me, Oida Vedosi Baruch. Tzadik said, I would have ran him with tremendous reason to Nevede Hashem. Yigam all of Ovid Kohana, because some of Tzadik also passed all these things, he never heard any word of his chaskas from anybody. All came down from Yisrael, so he comes over to the Shembis, because they say, the person who wants to go to the Shembis should remember this very well. The chazak, that's all on the edge, strengthen yourself very much, say much at all, the Shem, do what you can, the Shem, the voice of Yonan, the Ashonan. Passing of time, Tichnus, Lebetach, the Yisrael, is what also Sharek Dusha. Go inside securely into the Sharek Dusha. This is Hashem. Yisrael is what of Molay Rachman, but it's a way that's from the edge, the Shem, the Shem, the Shem, the Shem, the Shem, God of Enzo Shino, she call out the Nias, she call out Tnuis, we had Toko, Shat, the Nitik, the Nitik, Hopam, the Ezim, the Yatman, the Gashmius, the Avedos, his Bora, all these motions and movements that you tear yourself away from Gashmius to Avedos Hashem, Kulon, the Skatsun, the Shabrim, the Skashim, all these get together and they become combined and they get tied together, Uboim, the Ezroscho, the Ezroscho, the Ezroscho, all these which appear to you as having the most, they all are combined into one strong unit, they come to help you at a time when you really need them. And if Shiesh has a shown, there's a dirk, it is sort of has a shown, a time when it's really there, sort of has a shown, then they come to help you. But that, the answer is you should know, should have Odom, sort of lab, and I'll guess it's sad, me, and me, the person has to go over a very narrow bridge in this world. Yeah, Klaal, the Ikkah, Shli, is Pahat Klaal. The main thing, the Ikkah, is that the person should not be afraid at all. They go over this narrow bridge, know that it's very narrow, it's filled with dangers of Pachodim, Venias, from Zitrach, and Moldova, but if he has no fear at all, he'll go through with security, perfectly with this, Hashem will succeed completely. When else is with you should know, Sheyesh Elon, Shekadelim, Olav, Olam, there's a tree upon which grow leaves, Shekol, Olav, Tzodach, Liyas, Godel, Mea, Shonim. Each leaf has to grow 100 years. Yehudimtsa, the Padesim, Shelasodim. This tree is found in the orchards, in the gardens of the officers, the ministers, kings, royalty. The Kodin, Aisai, Belishonim, Mea, Shonim. They call this tree in their language 100-year trees. From the stomach, Shekodel, Mea, Shonim. No doubt when it grows 100 years' time, many things go over this tree, storms, winds, and everything else, many troubles. At the end of the 100 years, and it shoots out with a very loud noise, at the sound of a cannon. Understand very well, because it means that so too a person struggles through for a certain period of time, and he goes through it with all the knees and the kubanek over him, but if he finally gets to the end, to the tachos, like this Meir Shonim, then this great sound means the great success, the great fortune, the simcha that comes at the time when he's finally succeeded to go into the Shari Akdusha. It's only right and fit that a person should always go to follow with this thought in mind of the Torah, and put them down in some of these pekbeis. The Hainu, there it's explained, Mabakesh of Achapes, Lunsei, the Atzmai, Ezer, Zachus, Vezer, Nekuda, Teva, to seek, to search within himself, and to find within himself, Ezachus, a good Nekuda, Zerha, Meatai, with this little good, Shemitza, the Atzmai, she finds in himself, Yismach, the Achazik, Atzmai, the Ayanechas, Mekuda, he should be happy, make himself happy, and strengthen himself, he shouldn't leave his place, shouldn't let himself fall. Even though he fell very much, he should strengthen himself with a tiny bit of good that he still finds in himself. Through this, he'll be able to come return to Hashem. Because this, by being diamonds on the Kavzchus, will take a go into Kavzchus, take a mamish. All the Avedis and Mazes will become, will change to mitzvahs. Tried to talk him into it. Also, he held his place. He was there to go through. When he said, "Tovin," this you'll understand. At hechen at the Torah, he is chazek. How much you have to strengthen yourself. Leave the yish hasmon chazeshon, not before the yish hasmon. After yeh yeh mashiyeh, no matter what passes over a person. The main thing is li is besimcha tomet, to always be besimcha. Yisamachatzvay bechol mashiyuchal, he should make himself happy with whatever is possible, whatever he can. Even with that thing, inyanim of foolishness, lasas atzmei kishoyter, to make himself like a shoyter, lasas inyanim shtus, tzchoik, do inyanim of foolishness, and tzchoik, and joking, like a fitzos, and ikudum, or jumping, or dancing, kidei lovei, lasimcha, in order to get the simcha, shu dovah, godol miyot. Simcha is a very great inyan. It's a fuhr for everything. But Gashmias and Beruchmias, with this, they can zecha to call to for Hashem. Kutay Maran Tamina Taylor Memtes. Benel says, Lefik Yidulais, Hashem Yisborach, the Yitzimah and Musa Yisborach, according to the greatness of Hashem, the Tnua Kalabi Alma, with the slightest motion, will be a stackless be Alma. One wrong look, Sheinik Keroy, it's not right. Lefik Kvedi Yisborach, according to the covenant of Hashem, or Yeroy, Lovey Yamahoda, Mashiroy Chasashon Chasachlila. Be fit that there should come a person Chasashon, what a person would deserve for a thing like that, Chasashon. Ach Hashem Yisborach, Moly Rachman, Chol Haila Moly Rachmanis. Yisborach is filled with Rachman. They created the world filled with Rachmanis. They want very much to have this world. Okay, therefore, Tzorach Lachazik Atzmei Mi'oid V'Vidosei Kol Ma Sheyuchal. The person has to strengthen himself and is Aved Hashem with whatever he can. Afinu Kamei Shehu. Even though he is such a moment, Egechaz Hashem, Yismoichal, Rachman Bamim Mi'oid B'li Shir. They should rely upon the great Rachman of Hashem that have no limit. Because certainly Hashem wouldn't leave him Chas Hashem completely, no matter what passed over the person, no matter what he did. The past is gone. The Yoikar Rabbeinu Hillel says the main thing is Mikana Lahaba. But from now on, he shouldn't do these things anymore. At least he should be a Sheva Al Tasa, meaning he should sit and do nothing. So even if he doesn't do good, at least he should not do any bad at all. Both in thought and also in action. He should sit back and not to think evil and not to do evil. Because even the machshava, thinking bad, is also like doing bad, Chas Hashem. So even in this Elam HaAsiya, this lower world, is also machshava. Not only the Elam HaMachshava, the upper world. Here also we have machshava, and this is in the Elam HaAsiya. It's called Elam HaAsiya. So Elam HaMachshava is Asiya. Thinking is actually doing. Can a person be a Sheva Al Tasa in both in Maisa in action and in thought, not to do anything? Whatever happens to Mimela, automatically the things that happen he shouldn't care about, but his tackle is that cloud. He shouldn't look at it all, meaning he shouldn't let himself fall into Yish because he sees things that happen to him. At least he should try to stop doing things in action and in thought that are bad, even if he doesn't succeed in going much higher. That Abel says, you know, Sheikid HaTshuva HaShleimah, the main Tshuva HaShleimah, complete Tshuva, he is Kishe Odom Oyver B'Elo HaMikaymis Mamish Shehoye Mikaydim HaTshuva. The person goes through the exact same places that he was before Tshuva. Kol Echad L'Fima She'Ovar El B'Yamar HaKaydim, each one according to what went over, what he passed through with the former times, when he did those sins, Chas HaShalom, Kishe'Ovar B'Elo HaMikaymis V'Yah Yonim Shehoye Metchila Mamish. He goes through these exact same places, these same cases that he experienced before. But he did the things that were wrong. The Achshav and now, Paina Oidet Mehem, he turns his back to them. The Kaifa Yitzhak Lablibasas Oid Mashasa, and he overpowers Yitzhara not to do again what he did. Zehu Ikid HaTshuva HaShleima. This is the main Tshuva HaShleima, but Akzenik HaTshuva. Only this is called Tshuva. Yehu Malak and Deva the Benos is a very big Malak, Sheyesh Adai Yitzhara B'Yodam. The person still has the Yitzhara. Not that he killed it completely, but he still has the Yitzhara within him. Because then he can serve Hashem with his Yetzirah. Take all the Islamists and the heat of the Yetzirah to bring this into Avedas Hashem. Take this heat and to be mispala with this heat. Pray to Hashem with this tremendous heat of the heart. If a Yetzirah li hodem, he never does a shlemi klal. The person has the Yetzirah, so the way is not really complete. Like a malach. There's no real witness Hashem because the Hashem has to have this chamimus of the Yitzhak too. The Yoika lads literally akeva chamimus, be'esa taivus. Many things when the time comes, he should hold back and keep within himself this chamimus, this heat. Ulonichoy, let the place of the esa tefillah be havedit. Put it into the tefillah that avedit Hashem. Shom yaniya chamimus, ve'islavus, ve'lotech havedit kanal. There he should put this chamimus, this heat, in this islamus. This extreme desire to do, he should put this into the Avedas Hashem. The Afilu Mi She'Eino Ish Kosher. It happens even if a person who is not an Ish Kosher. There's a Daman Lo Nebom Hashem is followed the Slavas. It happens at the time that suddenly he is a Daman of Slavas. A fiery Davani. Zeb Bo Gam Kem Machamim Se Yitzhara Sheshlein. That is, it comes from the heat of the Yitzhara which he has. But actually, who Eino Mekabal Zeshchat, but he doesn't get Zeshchat, but it's because it comes by itself. A person who wants to be misnayi b'kashrus, the kanaf is on the kashrus. Then if he does it literally, takes the shkvinas and puts it in the avodas Hashem, it's a very great man that he has this yitzhariyot, he can use it for the sake of avodas Hashem, to serve Hashem with this great heat. Or Hashem. Putei malan tanino terenun. The mind, the thought of a person, is within a person's power to move it, and that is upon his will, any place where he wants. Meaning that he can change his thought at will, to think about something else. It's explained elsewhere, it's impossible at all that there can be two thoughts at the same time in a person's mind. Even if at times his mind goes, flies and sweeps around in different things, strange things, bad thoughts, still it is within a person's power to bring the thought back and to move it against its will, forcefully, to the derech hayosho, to the correct path, to think that which is fit. Mamish, that's exactly like a horse that turns off the path, the soul of derech achen, it goes to a different path, they grab him, they hold him tightly with the reins, by force they bring him back to the right path. Person's mind too, with his thoughts, he can hold tightly, grasp the mind, forcefully, if it went off the right path and thought about things that were wrong, he can forcefully bring it back to the correct path, because he can only think of one machshava at a time. Mele, if he's going to think about the correct machshava that's good, then Mele's got it, his mind has got to come off the bad machshavas, because he can't have two at the same time. By force, he can bring the machshava from the wrong path back onto Zerach HaYosha. Baruch Hashem.